A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, 16th January 2019. And this is a Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
We would like to... We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum. We are talking about the protests in Zimbabwe that have led to a total shutdown of the country's business.
The country's biggest labor body, the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, called for a shutdown in protest at the sharp increase of petrol and diesel.
The 150% increase in gas prices saw Zimbabwe with the highest price of gas in the world, and this was expected to trigger an avalanche of price hikes that have been spiraling over the last couple of months.
According to the Zimbabwe Doctors for Human Rights, more than 10 people have lost their lives over the past 3 days, shot by soldiers, although some unconfirmed reports say the figure can be upwards of 200.
It has been very difficult to corroborate the figures because the authorities have switched off the internet, although today it was on, then off, and on, and off again.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is currently on a four-nation tour in the Far East, he has condemned the violence and said although it is every citizen's right to protest, the violence cannot be condoned.
However, the protesters say the army has provoked civilians who have been forced to retaliate by blocking roads and burning car tires.
Zimbabweans in the diaspora have been outraged by the internet blackout as their relatives are being brutalized.
And today, in several parts of the world, in South Africa, the United Kingdom, and other parts of Europe, Zimbabweans gathered outside the embassies of Zimbabwe and protested, even giving out their outrage through protest notes.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back.
A Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Yebo kambe zulukandaba lamhlanje siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu eselipha maviki wonke ngolwesithathu. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Kusukela ngomvulo abantu bebetshengisela ukutshengisela ukuthiwa ngesilungu yi-stay away, ukuthi abantu bengayi emsebenzini, abayanga abantu. Kodwa ke kugcine kusiba lobudlwangudlwangu, abanye kade betshengisela bengena ezitolo begqekeza. Kwase kubizwa ke amapholisa lamasotsha. Amasotsha la lamapholisa abikwa ehlasele abantu, abanye badutshulwa. Sikhuluma nje kuthiwa bakhona abafileyo. Inani lokhu lingazakali kahle, kodwa esilaziyo ngoqobo linani elabantu abahlanu abalitshumi abafileyo abakhulunywe ke inhlanganiso yabodokotela abalwela ilungelo likaZulu. Bathi bona bayelaphe abantu abedlula ikhulu, more than 176 people ababayelaphileyo ke. Kwathi abanye babikwa belimele njalo kakhulu, abahlaselwe ezindlini. Amapholisa kubikwa abe phosela intuthu ehitshayo, itear gas, ezindlini emalokitshini lapho okuthiwa khona bekungasahambeki. Kodwa sikhuluma nje kuthiwa amapholisa elokhu engena ezindlini, lamasotsha abanye bayachaywa kakubi ezindlini lapho abanye ke kuthiwa bayadonzwa bahanjiswe lapho okuvalwe khona imigwaqo bethiwe babuthe lo imamatshe lezinyingodo eziyabazivala imigwaqo le yiko ke lamhlanje yiko esifuna ukuthi sikhulume ngakho njengenhlala yenza silabo ke abakhona khona le okwenzakala khona eZimbabwe sizaxoxa labo Mr. Wande
Zvinazvina kunyazomira zvakanaka mazuva anoaya nhasi tiri kuda kutarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe nokuti pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvanga zvichitika kubva nemusi weSaturday kusvika pari zvino saka tinoda kuti titaure tichiudzana zviri kuitika nokuti pakamboita nyaya yekuti hurumende yakambovhara internet nana WhatsApp nana Twitter zvese saka vanhu vazhinji havana kuziva chakanga chichitika chaizvo chaizvo nyaya inongoripo ndeyekuti Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions yakashedzera kuti paitwe shutdown vachiratidzira kusafara nokukwidzwa kwakaitwa mutengo wemafuta emotikari kaita petrol nediesel saka kuwedzerwa kwakaita mutengo uyu kwakashatirisa vanhu zvikuru kusvika vabuda mudzimba vachipinda mumugwagwa vachiratidzira kuti zvaitwa nehurumende izvi havasi kufara nazvo kusvika pari zvino tinonzwa kuti kune vanhu vanosvika gumi kana kuti vanopfuura gumi vakafa munyaya iyi mukuratidzira uku kwemazuva matatu asi zvinofungidzirwa kuti vakaurawa nemasoja kana kuti namapurisa asi varipozve vanotizve vanhu vakakuvara apa vanogona kusvika kumazana maviri saka izvo tichangoona nekufamba kunoita nguva kana utsi hwaata sehwabva tichiongorora kuti chii chakaitika mumazuva okuratidzira vamunangagwa papapa ndo pavari kushanya kunyika shanu dziri kueastern europe kwavari kusangana nevakuru vakuru venyika idzodzo vamwewo vari kuti dene vakakurumidza kudzoka kumba nokuti kumba hakuna kumira zvakanaka asi vanongoriko vasvika mubelarus nhasi saka havasiri kufunga zvekumbodzokera kumba kuti vanobatsira kunyaradza zviri kuitika kumba saka ndio zvatiri kuda kuti tikurukure tinzwe zvamunofunga kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa motifonera 001-202-619-2077 tigokufonerai tigogovana pfungwa maererano nenyaya yezviri kuitika muZimbabwe Vakandi.
Yes, Mr. Wande, I understand we have our first guest, and his name is Mr. Prince Dubeko Sibanda. He is a legislator in the MDC led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Welcome to the show, Mr. Sibanda.
Thank you, Chris. Good evening, Zimbabwe. Good evening to everyone that is listening.
Thank you so much. Now, my first question, Mr. Sibanda, is what has been happening in Zimbabwe? I know we spoke earlier, and can you give our listeners just a situation report of what has been happening right where you are? I understand you are in Bulawayo.
Yes, I'm currently in Bulawayo, and I have been going around the high-density areas of Bulawayo as of today, just to go and try and assess what has been happening. You might all know that the ZANU-PF government had switched us off in terms of access to internet and any other social media. So as a result, you have to physically walk to places that are around your vicinity so that you are able to see what has been happening. I went to several locations in the western suburbs, and what I realized is that, firstly, there are signs of so much destruction. There are also signs that roads had been barricaded, and a lot of public infrastructure has been destroyed, including public property. But I also saw a lot of police officers, some in uniform, and holding roadblocks, but there were also some that were in civilian clothes, that were armed with such huge arms of war like AK-47, FM, and so on and so forth. I also witnessed a number of soldiers, not really on the street, not only on the street, because I saw some soldiers on the street assisting police on the roadblocks, but I saw a number of police vehicles, especially at Ulumane shopping complex. I saw about four police Pumas, the type of vehicles that are common here, Pumas, that are used by our soldiers. And the soldiers were full in those personnel carriers. I also saw a number of army personnel carriers at Ntumbane complex. I think I saw five or so vehicles that are there. Literally, it's Makokova, the road that gets into town, into the city of Bulawayo. It was like a war zone. Soldiers were thrown all over and all over the area. And also, we had a number of army personnel carrier vehicles that were blocking the road going into town and from the western allocation. I also met a number of vehicles that were heading towards areas like Reserve, Guavalanda, and so on and so forth. It was really something that is worrying when you look at your country and you see the number of soldiers, number of police officers that were armed to the teeth as if they are fighting another military organization that is facing them. When they were actually fighting, they went there to fight civilians, unarmed civilians, whose only problem is that they have said to the government, if you are a government that has been given mandate by us, you have got a duty to play, and that duty is to ensure that our welfare is taken care of. So that's what I saw around Bulawayo this evening when I went around.
Mr. Svanda, this is Tanono Kawande. I wanted to ask you, you as a party leaders, what are you telling your supporters about this whole thing? Are you giving them any instructions? What are you saying to your supporters at this very fragile moment?
Mr. Wande, I think what is important is to understand that shutdown was not called by any political party.
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
there was a convergence. There was a convergence of issues by Zimbabweans across political parties.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you that across the political divide, I met people that are ZANU-PF who are also saying this government has become a letdown. So our party, in terms of our supporters, what we are only doing is just to give them information about what is happening, because they get in touch with us, they get in touch with different leaders to say what is happening, where you are, and what should we do. And we'll say to them, for now, as a party, I think let's hold on to and see what is happening, because currently the shutdown has been led by mostly the ZCTU and other organizations that have called for Zimbabweans to stay away from work.
Mm-hmm.
So as a political party, we haven't said anything to our supporters pertaining to this shutdown, except to relay information whenever they seek that information from us.
Yes. I ask that, Mr. Slander, because there are already some accusations from the ZANU-PF or from the government that all this that is happening is being agitated by the opposition, and they mentioned your political party in particular. This is why I'm asking if you are telling your supporters to do certain things or not to do certain things, or whatever directives you are giving them. Thank you so much for yes, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to say this is one. I am in Bulawayo, like I said. I'm
yes.
a member of parliament for Dinga North.
Right.
Where I am the de facto political leader in that constituency.
Mm-hmm.
Dinga North was totally shut down in terms of all growth points. People took heed of what the ZCTU said.
Right.
Because the ZCTU, whatever the ZCTU said, what is actually affecting everybody across the political divide.
And yes.
for your own information, I actually spoke to Honorable Mtuangwa this morning, where I was congratulating her for marketing the MDC. I'm sure there is nobody in this world within the MDC structure that has marketed the MDC more than how Honorable Msangwa did through her own statement to say that the NDC has shut down the whole country when the NDC hasn't spoken. I'm sure when the NDC is going to speak, the whole country shall shut. But for now, the NDC has been silent, and therefore those accusations are mere. You know, one thing that is fun, Mr. Wande, is that the statement by Honorable Msangwa never mentioned even a single, on a single line on the problems that Zimbabweans are facing. What she only could do was to point fingers at people that she thinks are causing the problem. Not her own government's problems that they are causing to this nation. I mean, that's worrying when you can hear a government spokesperson who speaks about other issues without speaking about the issues that led to the shutdown. The CTU were very clear why they fought for this shutdown. And we thought and we expected a responsible and a reasonable government, if indeed they are a government, we have been responding to those issues that were raised by the CTU who called for the shutdown from Monday up to today.
Thank you very much, Mr. Swanda. Stay on the line. We will get back to you shortly.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, as we know, and as we have said, President Emmerson Mnangagwa is going around the world. He's visiting four countries, and after that he's going to attend the Davos meeting. And this meeting has been boycotted, so to speak, by about five leaders in the world who are facing some kind of problems in their countries. Let me read the countries and the president. The U.S. President Donald Trump is not going there. The U.K. Prime Minister Theresa May is not going there. The French President, Prime Minister, is it President or Prime Minister? Mr. Macron is not attending. And Nigeria, because of the economic situation there, Mr. Buhari has said, I'm not going there, including Kenyatta of Kenya, who, as we might know, yesterday Kenya was attacked by Al-Shabaab terrorists, and he has said he's not going there. Zimbabwe, which is facing riots and, of course, all these problems, we are attending, Mr. Wande.
That's a very sad situation when you look at some of these things and how other leaders react to problems in their home country. There was no reason, you know, it only took to turn the plane around and say, I'm going to postpone my trip. Let me go and attend to the problems that are going on at home.
Yeah.
Already, even the police have confirmed the death of people in this whole problem. But then when the president is outside the country and continues on a trip, this is basically why we have leaders. Leaders are supposed to be taking care of their people, and there is nothing that demands more of the attention of any leader than to have some unrest going on in the country.
Yeah.
But anyway, he is proceeding with his with his trip. We don't know what is going to happen. We might find out that the situation really claimed more lives than people suspected.
Yeah, but for now, Mr. Swanda, what are you hearing about the length of this protest? We had heard that it was going to take 3 days. Are there any indications that tomorrow Zimbabwe will be open for business?
If what I saw in the western suburbs is anything to go by, then one could say that indeed the shutdown was simply a compliance with what the leadership of the ZCTU and other organizations that called for that shutdown to be done. So, which means that, in my view, from what I saw, I think tomorrow Zimbabwe shall be open for business. But obviously, as it shall be open for business, I'm sure people will be expecting the leaders to respond to their concerns, and not to respond to the concerns by the abductions that we are currently hearing. There are a number of leaders, not only from the MDC Alliance, but also leaders of civic organizations that are currently unaccountable in the country. So I think Zimbabweans are expecting that after 3 days of showing and ventilating their anger, you know, through various means that they did, then the Zimbabwean leadership should be able to respond to those issues. And then only after that will we then hear what the way forward is. But what I can assure you is that there is no assurance, there is no guarantee that after a lull tomorrow and maybe a few other days, there might be another shutdown. Zimbabweans, I think, from what I saw when I went through the western suburbs, Zimbabweans are saying we are fed up, we are tired with this government that has got a president that says he's a listening president but seems not to be a hearing president. So I can assure you that even if tomorrow Zimbabwe can be open for business, there's no assurance that it shall be open for long. I think it might be shut down again.
Mm. Okay, thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. We have our first caller, Mr. Wande. Can you please welcome?
Magadi niko parunare apo.
Ndiripo makadiwo baba.
Yeah, ndiripo edu. Ndiri kutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Kana Joseph.
Joseph. Benda. Joseph. Muri kupi?
Ndiri ku South Africa.
Muri ku South Africa. Tibatsirewo nenyaya ya mufunge nezviri kuitika izvi. Tipewa mashoko enyu.
Handi munoona baba kuti vanhu asina moyo. Vanhu kana ndivataura mamashoko maybe akaipa kutaura kuti tikutongwana nasata vanhu asina moyo right kune munhu akana kudzidza nangu akadzidza kana ukakwidza price yefuel chinoitika chii zvinhu zvose zvinobva zvaka saka nhasi tiringotenga chingwa $3 saka mukakwidza fuel iyoye tinozotenga chingwa nemari zvikoro zvichachaja mamasikuri mari zvinhu zvose zvinobva zvakwira saka munhu akataura kuti taomerwa kwanzi MDC MDC yakana munhu warwadziwa kuti ndarwadziwa akataura ndarwadziwa MDC vanhu ngavabvume kuti takonewa and hatigoni ndozvinofonata varume zvakafanana nababa kaya moya ngavataure chokwadi kuti apa takoniwa haikuda kungoramba vachingoita sova vakasungwa kungoti kuda kuti vamunangagwa vati zvakati handifaniri kupikisa nekunango zvakanyashata ndinofanira kungoti hongu varume mango vachazanira cho asi kana pakanganiswa vari vanhu vezano ngavataure kuti apa vakuru makanganisa haikuona kutuma masoja kuarova vanhu
tirikukunzwai mukoma Joseph tirikukunzwai chaizvo
zvinobetserei kumanikidza munhu kuti usataura kundarwadziwa MDC yapinda papi apa pari kunzi MDC ya vana pasta vavari kusunga vari kutoro vanenge vachingonzwirawo tsitsi vanhu vatikutambura saka vongotaurawo vane kodzero yekutaura kuti vanhu vari kurwadziwa saka taurirei kuti vanhu vari kurwadziwa saka taakukusunga vakomana and tinotongwa nevanhu vasina kana moyo vana satani
mukoma tisashandisa
maziguti here kutambura kwevanhu since 1980 varipo vachingorya mari havaiguti here mari havaiguti mari iyoyo varume mani vanhu ngavasadara ava manavo
hayo
vanhu ngavasadari nzwirai vanhu tsitsi ende chokwadi chava kutobuda chevaoya vaita vaya mugava wachinzi iye ndiye akaipa iye asina kuipa ndava yakanga asina kuipa vanhu ava tuava ndo vanga vakaipa avo akuda pachena nhasi
Aiwa, tatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu kwama Joseph. Tatenda chaizvo ndofinga.
Ah, ndakagumbuka zvisingaiti baba, izvi zvinorwadza.
Ya, tinonzwisisa. Hamusiri mega pana vazhinji vari kutifonerawo vachitaura nezvakawanda saizvozvo. Tinotenda chazvo nemashoko enyu. Joseph, is upset because he's saying that you don't have to be told that your child is hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where does the MDC come in when people are hungry and people are suffering?
Mm.
And someone just says, I am hungry, and then all of a sudden that is a criminal offense.
Mm.
So he's saying that instead of looking at what is actually happening, what problems there are, they go around accusing people who are crying out in pain. So that's his contribution
mm-hmm.
on that issue.
Oh, okay, let's go back to our guest, Mr. Svanda.
Yes, Chris.
Okay, Mr. Svanda, we will be coming shortly back to you. We have another guest.
Hello. Hello. I'm sorry. Hello.
Hello.
Dzikisai, handizi kuti muri papi, hatisi kukunzwai.
All right, it's J Moyo, ndiri kupaka Midlands kwechule.
Yeah, itai kuti vanhu varimo vataurire pasi, otherwise zvamuri kutaura hazvizonzwika.
Zvakanaka, ndiri padyo ne airport.
Yeah, titaurirewo zvamunofunga. Makavone chiko mazuva mashomana napfuraya?
Ndinofunga kuti mumusi demonstration yaitwa ini chinangwa chinonakidza fani zvinhu zvautobuda zvakanaka. Ii demonstration yematsotsi vangarevereri vagotaura zvavangataura zvisi. Ii demonstration yematsotsi wai vasiri kutaura kuisikwa pazwa, kuisikwa vaba, kwavaluta kubvira musemandi wacho. Vari kungotaura vachingoreerera, munoona zvakaipa stereki. Zvino educate ani vanhu chirudzii kuti izvi zvakanaka ni zvakaipa so. Kungoreerera vanhu whether vari wrong. Wedhari right kungovarerera mudhara aka takangoona kuti akaita huru akatora bvuta hurumende ndiye akutonga vamunangagwa zvino vari kuramba kuvapa nguva yakati yaari kukumbira icho kana kuti timbomiya tionewo zvaari kuita vari kuramba kungomhanya nguti akakundikana nhasi vamumademonstrations vaungana ese mapoka vaita mademonstration aienda musango mademonstration ndikutaura kuti kunoka ipinda muepozi ndandiri muyechuti ndakapinda muiti muepoti ndichaona ndiono akatobiwa pane shopping center inonzi pamunyuki inonzi shop inonzi kangafaya avakatopindirwa kaopena vasingatombofunge chii vakapwanyirwa magirazi aya emafrijes echimukatorwa everything overstill ndizvozvo vakanotorerwa nezuro everything imo matakshop ari kupwanya zvino ndio demonstration inonzi yevakachini iyo yekuti ngarira niyo vanhu vagumbuka kuti mutanzai wavanhu havachada vanhu havachada kunyepa ikoko tagumbuka kwazvo nechidemonstration chaita musango.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think we just lost him.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been interesting to get his views about the things that he has said.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he's gone now.
Okay.
But obviously, as you heard, he is calling that the demonstration was called and was agitated by Matsotsi, thugs.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying that Mr. Mnangagwa should be given a little more time to straighten things out.
Mm-hmm.
The point that he made that I tend to, I want to bring out in the open as well is about those people who are become part of the demonstrations, but then they end up looting and stealing things. You know, that is not supposed to be part of the demonstration, but he points it out that there was such behavior right through, which is something that has been condemned by a lot of people.
Mm.
But anyway, he's gone now. But that's his contribution as well.
Yeah, we'd have loved to ask him some more questions, like you said. Mr. Svanda, what's your take on the caller's sentiments? The last caller.
What I can simply conclude on the last caller is that he might actually be one of those people that have been benefiting out of the ZANU-PF suppression kind of governance that has been taking place in this country from 1980 up to now. You could tell from his sentiment that he believes that it was not proper for Zimbabweans to express themselves to a government. They are supposed to. I mean, if you look at if you listen at how he was speaking, it is just like the statement that has been released by Mr. Mnangagwa, where he says that it is not a Zimbabwean way to be violent, because for a long time they have understood Zimbabweans to be domicile people who simply listen to what the rulers are saying. But as much as I agree with him that looting could not be the solution, this was not a looting by thugs. This was a looting by people that has been under poverty for over 3 decades now, continuously. We are talking about, I mean, when I drove around the western suburbs, what I saw are young people aged around 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, up to about 30. Some of them that are graduates from universities, people that are unemployed, people that have got no hope that they can get employment any day. They have got every skill that they require for them to find employment, but that employment is not coming. And therefore, honestly speaking, you wouldn't expect that those people will behave in a manner that is outside what we have started to witness. I think this is a clarion call upon the government of Zimbabwe that they have to address the issues of the people. Look at the cost of the chartered plane that Mr. Mnangagwa is using as he is gallivanting around everywhere in Europe, wherever he is going. Belarus, for example, where he is today, we have got equipment from Belarus that was brought in, imported for Wange Colliery Company. I went to Wange Colliery mine about 2-3 months ago, and all that equipment is actually down, except one or two pieces. So there's nothing really that is in there for us, wherever he is going, except for himself and other business partners. When you talk about Russia, we can tell you about businesses that Russia are allegedly doing in this country. And if you look at the partners of in those businesses, you find that most of them are Mr. Mnangagwa and his leadership. And nobody else. That don't bring any benefit to this country.
Mr. Swanda, sorry, can I interrupt you for a second? We have another caller. Yes. We'll be right back to you shortly. Hello? Yeah, linjani ba?
Ikona baba linjani?
Yeah, siyaphila ungasi partisa kuhlelo lwethu.
Ai. Baba baba kusisizwe yazi lokano kwenza kale Zimbabwe. Mina yizo futhi kanti indaba sokuyalana nje ukuthi abakhokheli laba ehlale phansi nje bekhulumisane. Kukhulumisane nje njengalokho yena kwenzalo 2008. Wothangrai lo baba umgazi akuhlale phansi nje kulungise nje kuyekela ukuliwa nje abantu laba sekwenza lokho sokuhamba sokusibiwa sibithilwa ngamafoto sokuthi abantu labo basenzela bangela ingozi ngoba ngokungasiwa bangena besilwa sesizudlakela bedilize ishopo zabantu angeke bethithilwe ngamafoto akenayo izintelezi ngoba lokho kwaba sekwenza sokusibiwa kungathiwa kona sebesilwa so amafoto asaba sekwazi ukuthi lapha abapolisi ukuthi benzeni. Lele labantu kumbe vele lezigebenga akusakhanti isigebenga isela nomuntu sokuyikuyini kokho kwenziwa nje kodwa-ke ngangithiwa nje bahlala phansi nje abantu bekhulume nje kodwa beyiqalise nje kuhle behambe nje njengoba nje amathishar ana asuka laphana ahamba sisede asike arale labo kabahambe njalo kuphela njalo njalo kuphela uzazi kufike kulunge ugovernment uzazazi isithe lokhu abakukhulumayo manje lokhu asebekwenza okuhamba begcwalisa endleleni bethaye abantu bethisa izimota ngobhikela asosuke kwasi manje kusodubula lisota kumbe sokungamasela nje sabegqukisa izigqoko zamasosha sokuyini akusosuke kwasi sokwenzakalanela izinto.
Wena ungaphi kwendawo?
Mina lapha ngisebuzwana la.
Oh, usebuthwana.
Manje-ke lapha yigosi futhi enkulu lapha savela sayehluleka kudala nganithiwa sathi kwaphana kuqala ukhetho kwamiwa ukuvota kuqala umnangagwa esanda uthatha isitulo kumgadi wahlala at least for 3 years esesitulweni sabona ukuthi uyenzani sesizaba kwasina siyavota sivotelayo manje asesesokucomplaina sicomplaina savota yithi esavotayo manje sisacomplainayo siyacomplaina manje yithi esavotayo ngani savela vadbayiza kwaphana ukuvumelana lokuthi
Mr. Wendy, we have another caller.
Pane vamwe vari parunare makadini ko?
Ndiripo hangu makadini.
Tiri kutaura nani uye muri kupi?
Ndisane nyekete mumurambinda.
Muri kwa mumurambinda?
Yes.
Munozviona sei zviri kuitika izvi?
Ah, baba marwadzo. Marwadzo chaiwo.
Marwadzo.
Ah, marwadzo ari beyond recognition.
Titaurirewo zvakawanda.
Ah, nona kuti zvinorwadza ndezvekuti kana munhu arwadziwa akati ndinorwadziwa ndiye anorohwa. Ini maonero angu kana vakomana vanorohwa vavanda kurova kuti munhu anokonzeresa. Otherwise handiti kukurudzira zvangu kurova but nekuti vari kurova vaidei varova munhu akakanganisa kutaura because monetary policy inoti equation yayo inoti monetary policy is equal to market price. Saka kana head of state achiti madokita akapedza 40 days achidemonstrata kuti one visa is not equivalent to one bond asi head of state achiti zvakainzana 2 days after my demonstrations iyoyo anounza kuti $1.25 user is equal to $3.11 bond otoona kuti akushandisa black market monetary policy arasa saka nyika yacho inoramba iri black market here kana inorama nepolisi yenyika hala
tiri kunzwa mashoko enyu
saka boka kuti kana zvaira zvaita sesaizvozvo zvakuda kuti mushandi atova negara nekuti already paaka demonstrate achiti mari yangu ishoma vali hazisi kuindirana parehi mushandirwa akati yakakwana ende zvinoindirana paangu anaunza achianaudza panotangira basic need yedu inogondirwa nepurize yefuel saka kana fuel yangu kwira zvazvinoreva kuti businessman akuzvidza zvekuti aite profit anofanira kukwidza price that is ari kuaffecta consumer to the lowest degree munhu asingashandi neanoshanda zvobva zvafanana saka kana zvakadai izvi woti pamusoro pekuomerwa wototya kutaura kuti ndaomerwa wakutoziva kuti ndikangozvitaura wakutoiswa pamurume pefuti zvakaoma vakomana
asi nyaya yokuratidzira iyi kuti shut down munoona munoitsigira henyu
kana tichida kurarama haugoni kuinda kunoshanda uine nzara wodzoka nenzara nekuti pauri kunoshanda vana vari kufunga kuti uri kunoshanda kuti vadye saka iwe ukaenda kunoshanda uine nzara yewacho wodzoka futi kumba usina chawakabata kuudza vana kuti kwandaenda hapana chandaita vanogona kuvhunda kuti kana kusina kuwanga waindirei saka kutoti zvirege kunetsa kutogara pamwe kuti navana ivavo makangotarisa kuti upenyu hwedu hwatopera panapa hatisina imwe way out yekuti tiinde because unoona kuti uzopondwa navana vako ukaswerwa uchibuda uchiinda uchibveka usina chawakabata iwe aine nzara
aiwa mukoma nyekete tatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu tatenda zvikuru
onga yes we have another caller hello yes can which language do you prefer to use
I will use Shona on Ndebele
okay linjani ba
ngiyaphila baba kunjani
siyaphila ungasipha imbono yakho
ya mina ngimugwara zimba imbono yami mikanje mnomzana uyabona ukhulumende wethu kukhanya ngurhulumende lwana olokho ebangela ukuthi ubuhlobo bakhe phakathi kwakhe labantu nje lemuli yeZimbabwe kube lokho budabuka phakathi kusukela ngo-1980 ngasiyo uhulumende lo anofuna ukwakha ubuhlobo bakhe labantu. Uyazi nxa ungakunanzelela ukuthi uhulumende othi nxa abantu bekhala ukuthi silambile yena ubanika icala, angikwazi ukuthi singathi nguhulumende onjani. Ungakhangela sila bantu abanjengabo o-SK Moyo labo bathi bona abantu bathi asilamali. Amateacher ngengezomnye ekhuluma ngokuthi amateacher ademonstrate ngokumatsha kachayiwanga, kodwa banikwani ukumatsha bengadilisanga into. Angithi ukuthi abantu bamele begqekeze kumbe bedilise amashopu, kodwa ungawukhangela ukuthi bathola yiphi impendulo ngaphandle kokuthi bacina bethiwa hhayi ba-influenswa ngama-political parties. Everyone othe hayi mina ngilambile ukugcina kuthiwa ukuyenza ngoba usekele ibandleli eliphikisayo. Ubona ingane kulungile konoko?
Hayi akulunganga,
akulunganga, akusoze kusebenze. So ikho ngifithe uhulumende wethu kukhanya nguhulumende lo anolokho ubuhlobo bakhe labantu beZimbabwe kukhanya sibi lokho bokudoniselana ukuthi thina abantu esihluphekayo kumele siyele siye khathana lawo vele singakhulumi labo. Loba amafufu abawisa etafuleni lawo besidla singadubhi vele baziyenyanya.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana.
Ngiyabonga.
Mr. Wande, news just coming in. The Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA, together with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, have lodged an urgent court application challenging the closing down of the internet. And the respondents, of course, are the Minister of State in the President's Office for National Security, Mr. Ncube, who is alleged to have instructed Econet to switch off the internet, and also the Director General of Intelligence Services, and the President of Zimbabwe is also the third respondent, and the network providers, that's Net One, Econet, and Telecel have also are being dragged to court. Because as we speak right now, the internet is off again. It's been on and off and on and off. But right now, as we speak, it seems like it's off again.
I don't know why they think that hiding information is going to help achieve their goals, whatever they are. We've seen this all over the world, especially during the Arab Spring. You know, you try to curtail the flow of information, and it most of the time it does. It makes things a little bit clumsy, but it doesn't stop the information that people really need. But the inconvenience, apart from the personal communication among people and families, the inconvenience caused to companies, to businesses, you know, there's a lot of disruption there. Even the banks, for example.
Especially if you are going to go around the world saying Zimbabwe is open for business when the internet is not.
The president went on Facebook or Twitter or whatever account he is using to talk to the people of Zimbabwe at the same time when they had switched off all the internet and social media. It doesn't show a lot of planning there. I don't think it does.
It's quite ironic.
But I applaud Mr. Zimbabwe for that step that they have taken. This has to be dealt with. It has to be discussed so that it doesn't happen again, because the world is rushing by, and there is really no time for these kind of games that we used to see in the 50s, in the 60s. It's history. It's old stuff. You cannot contain people by hiding information from them. You know, it doesn't work.
Now let's find out from Mr. Swanda. Mr. Swanda, what's your take on this internet shutdown? Because It's something which appears to have some legal loopholes, especially a directive that doesn't have the blessing of the parliament. Now that you are a legislator, can you give us your take on that?
I'm not only a legislator, Chris. I'm also the chairperson of the Information Media and Broadcasting Services Portfolio Committee of Parliament. Mm-hmm. And like I said earlier on, I was speaking to the Honorable Minister of Information and Publicity, telling her that I think what they are doing is illegal. They have got no right. I mean, generally, if Zimbabwean government is given power to control the flow of information, I think it should only do that on people that would have been found to be abusing information for criminal activities. But when you do a total blackout and a total shutdown on everyone, can you imagine that we have got citizens that have got children that are in schools elsewhere who would want to hear how their children are doing wherever they are, people that have got relatives, and also above that, people that want to do business on the internet. You know, if they were doing it in order to try and control the shutdown, but if they actually increased the shutdown, because the shutdown that was called by the Labour Board and other organizations was limited to those businesses that conduct businesses physically. It was not extended to businesses that sell their wares on the internet. And then government went on to switch off that as well. So we believe that that is a serious violation, not only of sections 61 and 62 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, but numerous other sections of this, of the Constitution. But we are not surprised. We are not surprised. Why we are not surprised is because I think from November 2017 up to now, we have learned that this is the worst kind of dictatorship that we have faced in this country since 1980. I want to tell you, when you look at what we have faced from 2017 up to now, one would conclude that Robert Mugabe was actually a moderate. Now we have got extremists in terms of our dictatorship that we have. There was no need for them to do that. When I was speaking to the Honorable Minister of Information this morning, I was saying, now, how are people going to hear from their leaders, from the ZCTU, for example, that the shutdown is over today, let's go back to work tomorrow? Because those people, they issued their statements through the social media, because they have got no access to the formal media, because the formal media is limited only to ZANU-PF. So when they were shutting down that, they simply wanted to control the flow of information so that all the other sources of information that are remaining are the information that comes from them. I had actually to complain to the CEO of ZBC, and I had also to speak to Mr. Superman Wandra, who owns VFM, to say to them, the minister has spoken and has accused a number of organizations that they are the ones that are causing havoc and damage in the country throughout the country. But you haven't given these people the right to respond, because they have also to speak out and say, are they really the ones that caused the damage that they are being accused of and all the allegations that are coming on them? And look, up to now, ZBC hasn't published any statement from the people that have been mentioned and have been alleged. What it means is that the government continues to want to give out information on the pretext that Zimbabweans will believe them, because the other side has not been heard. And unfortunately, that is said because that makes Zimbabwe closed for business. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone in the world now understands that Zimbabweans are under a serious dictatorship that is worse off than the Mugabe dictatorship that was there.
Okay, thank you so much. Please stay on the line. We have another caller, Mr. Wendell.
Makadine, you parunarapo.
All right. kuona kwangu inini hurumende yedu ihurumende yakaoma mumwoyo zvekuti mukana watatowana iwoyo uri kumbobhondora kusvika pazvasvika ipapa paka nekuti tikangomira kumira kwataita iyo vachataichena security force yavo zvekuti hapazombopa pakawana kana wakafanana neiwoyu saka inini kuona kwangu ndotongoti vanhu ngatirambei tiri kudzimba ikoko seya uye ramba ichienda mberi kusvika vanhu ivava varesponda ende zvekuti hurumende ngaiende mhando yehurumende yedu haiende zvekumhanya haiende zvekumhanya nezifunga yekuti kana vachikwanisa kuti vanoita zvavari kuita kupindira vanhu usiku kurova vanhu kudii vangazongoenda nonzichienda ine chete so ini kuona kwangu ndotoona kuti vanhu ava izvozvi zviri kutoitika zvindomukana wacho iyoyo wekuti
kozvino
zvamunokwanise kuteerera
zvamunoti vanhu ngavarambe vakadaro asi kunonzizve kune vanhu vakarohwa kune vanhu vakashudhwa kune vanhu vakafa munoona sekuti zvinoenderana here
indotoona kunge yakabeuka yakabeuka ini apachinadata nokuti wanzi vanhu vakangoritreata chete avanhu ava zvekuteerera zvavarimbosendeka vachange vakutongomhanya izvozvi seizvozvi hapana ari kuteerera zvitemo zvevacho hapana kana achichapindurwa vari bhizi kumhanyisana nemasiviri enu zvekuteerera kuti vanhu vari izvozvi vatosendekwa vatowana lupo yekutizana yedzimashopu ari kupwanywa chakati chakati chino nechino zvekuti vanhu vari kudei izvozvi havanei nazvo izvozvo saka ndinoona kuti vanhu vakangoramba vakazvinyararira vari kudzimba dzavo zvinogona kuira nekuti mukana iwoyo hauye mukana wakadai so hauwanike kairi zvichitarisa munyika yedu yezimbabwe
haiwa tinotenda tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu ndinovimba kuti vamwe vateereri vazvinzwa vachatitaurirawo zvavanofunga imi mochaira henyu mota yenyu zvakanaka iko zvino mopinda henyu mumugwagwa mofamba ndo zvataa tichida kunzwa kwamuri mazviita chaizvo yes. The caller is saying that this government is very hard-hearted but is encouraging the people to stay in protest because he believes that there is no other way even when people are dying and being beaten up. Mm-hmm. But to make a change, people should keep on the pressure. That is his view. I don't know if we don't have a caller.
Okay, we have another caller. Siyawamukela kuhlelo.
Yes, sanibonani baba ninjani.
Siyaphila linjani.
Hayi siyaphila ukhuluma nompofu ngapha mina ngiseSavana eAmerica bengisekhaya nje ensukwini emaviki namabili adlulileyo ngengaba khona nje koBulawayo isituation yangkhona ayizange yangijabulisa ngoba uyabona uduku lwaseZimbabwe luhlasela lawe ozivakatheleyo uvela kwamanye amazwe ngoba utholi nxa usehla nje kwaphane airport uduko lwakhona lukuhlasela nje usehla kwaphane airport and isituation le seZimbabwe mina angicabangi ukuthi igovernment yaseZimbabwe iresponda ebantwini ngendlela e-right umongameli waseZimbabwe mina mbona ngathi uhlukumeza abantu kakhulu ekubeni abantu bahlukumezeke kakhulu for 38 years manje abantu sebesithi bona bademonstrate babona igovernment ukuthi into eyenziwa igovernment abayifuni uhulumende usukela abantu uyabadubula uyabashaya uyenza yonke lento le angivumelani naye mina uNdebele lo obefona eseBotswana into ayichoyo ukuthi abantu mhlambe abadamage i-property mhlambe abahlukumeza njalo lezakhiwo zikahulumende uhulumende akabe nguhulumende onakakela abantu azwe izikhalazo zabantu okunye futhi mina ngangikhona ekhaya ngalezi yansuku lezi ensuku zokuvota ngangikhona ngaba 19 tenza lo voting angivumelani lakho mina ukuthi uhulumende lo okhona kathesi eZimbabwe ubusa ngokweqiniso ngokuthi wawina ama-results okhetho uhulumende lo wahluthunela abantu impumela yokhetho ukuze ahlale lapha khona ingakho engelandaba labantu so le ndaba le ibuhlungu so into engiyitshoyo ukuthi abantu vele bona kaba continue besiya phambili uhulumeni lokuciri azasuke kuleso sihlalo engathi eloke ehlukumeza abantu ekubeni na kasihulumeni wakhethwa ngabantu.
Mhm. Manje pho wena uthi awuvumelani lo ndebele lo ofone esithi kulobudlwangu dlwangu abantu bayagqekeza lokunye okunjalo. Kodwa sikubonile kuyayenzakala. Uthini wena?
Ukuthi kuyagqekeza impela angali bengabe bekhona abanye abagqekezayo. Kodwa ake sithi abantu abagqekezayo ngithi bona bakhalela ukuthi kuthiwa kugqekezwe. Kanti abantu bona sebehlukumezeke okungakanani ukugqekezwa we health care yabo ke ugqekezwa kwesimo somnotho kwelizwe lithini ngona ngakho.
Mhm.
Yayibona into ekhona.
Mm.
Abantu kumele babonise ukuthi abajabulanga ubudlangudlangu bona ambusupport ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi mhlambe ngithi abantu kakala continue begqekeza kodwa into ekhona. Abantu sebekhatheli. Sebedini abantu ukuhlukunyezwa i-government yaseZimbabwe. I-government yaseZimbabwe kayivume ukuthi yehlulekile iqede inikeze abanye ukuthi sibone abanye bona bazayenza njani embusweni.
Hayi kuyezwakala. Hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzane.
Hayi lami ngibongile kakhulu.
Mr. Wande, the caller there says, much as he doesn't believe in violence and, you know, what is happening, the looting, the burning and the looting, he feels that people are justified because they are angry.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, it's like they have been, their livelihood is just been wasted. So it's just the same thing as what they are doing just to, you know.
And we are hearing a lot of that justification of everything that is going on, even when there are some other things that have gone wrong. So you know we hear that quite a lot. Mm-hmm. We have another caller on the line. Magadi Nenyu.
Tiripo Magadi.
Tiripo. Tirikutawala nani? Uye murikupi?
Nirutawala na Swanda Kushombe.
Na Swanda Kushombe. Mwala kushandisa Shishona Ndevele Churungu. Mwala kushandisa shi?
Shishona Ndevele.
Okay. Tawara ya yutins.
Kwenfungu.
Hello?
Kumele iti. Iti ika mitiye. Kumele iti nke ile wazi. Ukuti abantu labo are also judges. Zimbabwe kulama judges omthetho adatha ama cases but ibona senza they should know ukuthi abantu can also judge between what is right and what is wrong bangapho ukuthi kuphela okwenzakeleyo bona yiba bale right ukuthi basale beyiba bakhumayo kuphela ukuthi lokhu ku right kumbe ku wrong kumele bavumele ukuthi abantu labo wajudge ukuthi sibona ngani lenze kuhle yini kumbe lenze wrong yini kulokuthi bona bayo beyiba balokhu bekhuluma ngize kathi sibembukele iZTV lapha kathi sibekhuluma bathi bona abezani PF wakhonzinile namhla basanga nabahlala phansi bathi bona uthamisa ngumuntu omncane ngumntwana omncane abantu have the right to judge abantu bayakubona konke nxa bekhuluma siyana abantu babona kuyini okwenzakeleyo kuyini ithamisa kwenzileyo kuyini bona abakwenzileyo okungenza ukuthi bamblame in such a way.
Hayi kuyezwakala mnumzana Sibanda, siyabonga kakhulu.
Hayi siyabonga.
Is Mr. Sibanda there?
Yes, I'm still there.
Mr. Sibanda, we are running out of time, but before I hand you over to Chris Gande, can you tell us the latest about the burning of your headquarters?
Yes, the burning of our headquarters is one of those things that hasn't been so much in the news. And look, the reason is because internet was down, and another reason was because ZBC, by its nature, will not report something of that sort. But the suspicion that we have is that that was a direct hand of a convergence between ZANU-PF party and the security sector. We all know that the current shutdown is actually a battle between the citizens of Zimbabwe on one hand and ZANU-PF officials and those that are in the current state apparatus on the other hand. So we believe that it was ZANU-PF and the state machinery that went and burnt down our headquarters. We don't know what the objective was, but obviously I think one of the objectives was to try and intimidate us, thinking that
we were the ones that were... Mr. Svanda, unfortunately, time is run out. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Chris, and thank you so much, Rwanda, and thank you so much to all Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Have yourself a good night. That was Mr. Prince Dubeko Svanda, our guest tonight. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.